This is Drew Curtis from Fark.com.
You have to say that because, you know,
yeah,
the fucking other way. And you're listening to Start of View.
Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. A fucking fat cock going down her throat. A swollen fat brick going up her asshole. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. A gigantic dong sliding down her throat. A sweaty erection going in her shithole. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs. Fuck is what she wants to do. Cock is what she needs.
Hey, freaks! It's Friday, July 9th, 2010. Coming up on the program today, flushing babies down airplane shitters, plus porno that kills. It's like the Ring of fuck films. And E.T. is phoning titty bars now. All of this plus your emails today on The Distorted View Show.
It's The Distorted View Show with Tim Henson.
Yes, Timothy Gringo Henson.
Hey, Gringo.
Hi, Glenn Miller. How you doing? This is the Distorted View Show, back for the Friday edition. We are ending the week, and I have got a good one for you today. As you've probably guessed, I've got some new Glenn Miller audio. For those of you who don't remember, Glenn Miller's a racist. He owns up to that. He's actually pretty proud of it, and he would like to be a member of the U.S. Senate, with your help. Yes, he's a write-in candidate, so he really has no chance to be elected. But that's not stopping Glenn from producing some hilarious radio spots. And the great thing is, radio stations have to air his ads. Now, I have to tell you, I like Glenn Miller. I don't know, I find him despicable in the sense that he is a racist and all that other bullshit, but I talked to him. You know, I did an interview with Glenn, and maybe it was because I was trying to be more offensive than he, but there's something about him that I just, like, I could definitely, like, I could go out to lunch with him. I think we'd have a fun time. Pretty sure we could find some common ground. Damn those Jews, right, Glenn? I think I need to get him on the program again. I have his phone number. I'm thinking about giving him a segment on the show. Like, every week he gets 2 minutes. Like, maybe every Friday or something. I don't interrupt him. He can just say whatever he wants, and then I will take that audio, hand it over to Corey, and he can make funny mashups for me. So I'm working on that. But anyways, here are some new advertisements that are airing on radio stations for Glenn Miller and his Senate run.
Hey, white man. The Holocaust is a lie, and I can...
All right, first of all, again, white man.
Hey, white man.
White man. And second of all, his pronunciation of Holocaust is pretty funny.
The Holocaust...
The Holocaust.
The Holocaust is a lie, and I can prove it in one sentence. It's a...
Was he drunk when he recorded this? I don't think he said one word correct yet. White man, Holocaust, in sentence. I think he's trying to say sentence. He can prove it in one sentence.
The Holocaust is a lie, and I can prove it in one sentence. It's against the law for Germans to deny it.
Okay, wait. Wait a second. What was that?
The Holocaust is a lie.
The Holocaust is a lie. And the way he's proving that is that it's against the law for Germans to deny it.
It's against the law for Germans to deny it. So how can you believe the Holocaust is true when it's against the law for Germans to deny it?
I don't understand his logic. Can someone please explain that to me?
Learn the truth. Become Jew-wise. Go to davidduke.com and phone me at 417.
Now, that would be a good website instead of WHTY or whatever his web address is. Just JewWise.org.
Learn the truth. Become Jew-wise. Go to davidduke.com.
He needs to stop giving out David Duke's website. He needs to publicize himself. That's who he's selling here. Christ. All right, here is the second of three new Glenn Miller ads.
Hey, black man.
What? This is a Glenn Miller ad with a twist.
Hey, black man.
Black man. He's addressing black... This is actually a good idea, maybe. I haven't actually listened to this ad, but if he's trying to appeal to black voters, that's something I suggested to him, wasn't it? That he needs to expand his horizon, and you know, because there are a lot of blacks who vote. I don't know. Do blacks vote? Probably not. But anyways, there are a lot of blacks. There's a lot of them. So it would be a good idea to appeal to them.
Hey, black man, you think Jews are your friends, don't you? Well, think again.
So he's trying to create a common enemy here. That's something whites and blacks can all agree on. We hate the Jews.
Louis Farrakhan has proven that it was the Jews who brought you to America, not the white man.
Oh.
Jews bought you from African chiefs. Jews owned the vast majority of slave ships. Jews ran most of the slave auctions. Jews are responsible for slavery in America, not rednecks. Google Farrakhan's book, Secret Relationships Between Blacks and Jews, for proof.
That's wordy.
So wise up. Stop being Uncle Toms to your Jewish slave masters and stop supporting Jew wars for Israel that have already murdered millions of black and brown Muslims.
All right, you get the idea there. So he's appealing... to the blacks. And finally, the last Glenn Miller ad.
Hey, white man, millions of young white men have been raped by racist blacks in prison.
All right, now back to hating the blacks for a second. Let's hope the blacks heard that last ad, but tuned out before this one airs.
Hey, white man, millions of young white men have been raped by racist blacks in prison.
And just like that, he lost the black vote again.
Hundreds of thousands more are raped by blacks each year. Google prison rapes for proof.
And for hot, steamy pictures.
Blacks protect each other, whites don't. It's the same everywhere. Let's unite and fight back. Go to WHTY.org.
Let's turn the tables and rape some blacks.
Paid for by the committee to elect write-in candidate Glenn Miller to the U.S. Senate. Margaret Miller, Treasurer. This is Glenn Miller, and I approve this message.
You can see why I like the man, right? He's just so charming. I've got an interesting update here about Victoria from Maury. I hope someone was watching the Maury Povich show yesterday, because apparently Victoria was back and she needed a paternity test. What a whore, right? So if anyone happened to DVR that and can either send me an audio clip or a video clip of that, please send it to me, show@distortedview.com. The second piece of Victoria information is that she is on Twitter. Her username is Victoria FYI. So if you want to follow her, it's Victoria FYI on Twitter. By the way, someone replied to my tweet about Victoria's paternity test. I believe Craig Ratt on Twitter says, if they don't give Victoria that paternity test, I guess she'll have to steal it, which was really, really funny. So good job, Craig Ratt. Moving on now. All this week, it seems, we've been fascinated with the Double Rainbow guy. I first played him on a Sideshow exclusive program, then we've been playing some remixes. Corey found out that this guy has been around for a while, and it's not just rainbows he's fascinated with.
Wow, look at all those turkeys.
Yes, turkeys. Turkeys are fascinating creatures.
Yeah, look at all those turkeys.
Not just one turkey.
Wow.
There are many turkeys in front of this dude outside.
Man, there's a lot of them.
Yeah. Like, why is this so exciting and surprising to him?
See all those turkeys, man? See all those turkeys?
Oh, great, they're turkeys.
It's crazy. Huh? Yeah, look at the moon.
And then he gets distracted with the moon.
This is an amazing place.
As if, you know, this is the only place in the world where you can see turkeys and the moon. Where am I, Xanadu?
Yeah.
He makes everything he's excited about sound so sexual and weird.
The moon and the turkeys.
All right. I did want to mention one thing about the whole LeBron James leaving Cleveland news. Apparently he's a basketball player. What I could care less about, the actual move or whatever. What I find fascinating is that in the open letter to fans from Cavs majority owner Dan Gilbert, he opted to use, get ready for this, Comic Sans as the font in his message. What the fuck? First of all, I'm sure all of you know my feelings on Comic Sans. I hate it. I've always hated it. I've hated it before it was cool to hate it. I hated it in the 90s when Microsoft, you know, came out with that stupid bullshit. I've been a very vocal opponent, and every time I see that fucking font, I cringe. And to see it used in some sort of official capacity just infuriates me. There are so many better options. Times New Roman. Verdana. Arial even, come on! You should really only use Comic Sans if you want your work to look like a 13-year-old's GeoCities webpage circa 1997. Why don't you just add a couple animated GIFs of rainbows and glitter to your open letter to Cavs fans? Jesus Christ. Alright, that's all I have to say about that. Finally, before we get into the news, you know, I mentioned Corey's great program, Bud Fudge Sunday, earlier in the week. He did a huge Test of Patience episode, and I wanted to play a clip from it for you. Now, keep in mind, the actual Test of Patience ran over 20 minutes long. Here is about 3 minutes of it.
Now, folks, I have diabetes.
Diabetes.
That's why they call it diabetes, folks, because it makes you die.
You're so beautiful how you're gonna die.
I don't want to die from diabetes.
Diabetes. Diabetes. Diabetes.
I don't want to die before my time.
Yeah, folks.
The Batman's huge.
I don't want to die from diabetes.
If you're on Medicare, call Liberty Medical.
I don't want to get cut down in my prime.
I want to know, are you the man or are you a fucking piece of shit?
I am a fat piece of shit.
Fuck you, piece of shit.
Don't want to die for Dr. Pepper.
It's a delicious blend
don't
of 23
die
flavors.
For ice cream and cake.
Woo! Oh, yeah!
Hi, folks. Fat Man here again. And contrary to popular belief, the cake didn't kill me. And I just want to say that I had the rest of that cake for breakfast, folks.
It's a piece of cake. The way is hazy. You gotta do the cooking by the book.
Yeah.
You know you can't be lazy. Never use a messy recipe.
Yeah.
The cake will end up crazy. Mm. If you do the cooking by the book, then you'll have
a... Break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Break it down, bitch. Let me see you back it up. Drop that ass down, load it, pick that motherfucker up. Now back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Hey, back that pussy, she's a motherfucker. Now back that.
I'm so full of cake. I'm so full of cake. I'm so full of cake.
I'm so full of cake.
There you go. You get the idea. I don't know why Corey decided to devote 10 minutes of the mashup to cake and cake-related audio, but it is fantastic. If you want to hear it, sign up for the Sideshow right now, superfreaksideshow.com. Also, check out Corey's website, buttfudgesunday.com. You can listen to and purchase some of his work. So definitely do that. I'll put a link on the show notes today. And with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, and fucked up news right now. Yes, again, if you're not Sideshow Freaks, sign up right now. It is Friday. It's payday. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Lifetime memberships are available again for $200? Never have to worry about reoccurring charges again if you go that route. But if you sign up right now, you'll get full access to the entire archive of programs, well over 1,000 at this point. Plus, every week we do bonus episodes, extended shows, video casts, all sorts of good stuff. This week we've done all of those things, right? We've done an extended show, we've done exclusive shit, got a weekend program on deck. Corey will be doing Bud Fudge Sunday. It's a great time to sign up, superfreaksatcher.com. All right, three quick stories and then we'll get the hell out of here. The first one, an Indian woman gave birth to a baby in the bathroom of an international passenger plane. This story can't end well if I'm reading it here on Distorted View, right? And she promptly tried to dispose of it down the toilet. You know, the plane toilet. That didn't work out for her. The infant was found stuck in the toilet after the plane landed in northern India and was rushed to the hospital, still attached to the toilet bowl. You see, baby was actually stuck in there. Stuck. They couldn't remove the baby from the bowl. H.P. Singh, a doctor at the Escorts Hospital. That sounds like a sexy hospital right there. Said that a team of surgeons used a saw cutter to... They should have just fucking got a plumber to do the job. To clear the newborn's head from the toilet. The 22-year-old mother was reported to have left the plane when it landed. And, well, that's called fleeing. And was later arrested in the airport after the cabin crew on the Turkmenistan Airlines flight found her baby. They probably chased after her because they wanted her to buy another ticket. Look, if you drop a cunt turd in the middle of a flight, that baby needs to sit somewhere. If it's taking up space, you gotta pay for it, you know? Just like extra carry-on. Alright, doctors at the Escort Hospital said the infant was in critical condition. Newspapers reported that the mother was an unmarried medical student returning home after completing a degree abroad. The origin of the flight was unclear, though the Indian Express said it had taken off from the city of Ashgabat or something in Turkmenistan. So there you go. Second story we have for you today. A 30-year-old woman's death as she used a sex toy while watching pornography was probably due to her state of sexual excitement. Prince, I'm going to need your help here. The bitch should have exercised a little...
pussy control.
Yes, a little pussy control. See, now this cunt was obviously not a Distorted View listener. My listeners don't die from watching porn. I think I play so much and I expose you to all sorts of porn, you know, you build up a resistance to this type of thing. Distorted View saves lives. Furthermore, this is kind of off topic, but I don't feel like Distorted View is honored enough. I don't get enough awards for my efforts. As a matter of fact, I was on Twitter asking my followers, why doesn't AVN honor Distorted View with a special award? You know, the Adult Video News, the Porno Awards, the Stiffies. You know, there are bitches sashaying up to collect awards for best, you know, group scene or best fist fuck scene. Why can't Distorted View be honored? I've done more for the porn industry than some whore taking a few dicks and her wrecked cunt. God damn it. I don't get any respect for my efforts. All right, back to the story here. Let's talk about this dead girl. Dead from watching porn. Children's nanny Nicola Pageantin, or something, was found dead in her bed, naked from the waist down last October, with porno material running on her laptop. A sex toy was discovered next to her. Incriminating. A home office pathologist told the inquest that Miss Paddington, whatever the hell her name is, died from a sudden heart arrhythmia, probably brought on by her state of arousal. The coroner agreed that it was likely that her activity before death contributed to the fatal arrhythmia. The inquest heard that Miss Paddington, or what, I don't even know how to pronounce it. Paddington. I've run out of steam. Hold on. Gotta catch my breath here. Yes, Paddington. Paddington. Where am I at in the news story here? I'm hung up on her name. The inquest heard that Miss Paddington was found dead in October last year. I feel like we've already went over that. Detective Sergeant Gavin Webb said police had been called by her employer, who had visited Miss Paddington when she failed to turn up for work. When there was no reply at the door, she enlisted the help of neighbor Michelle Grant, and they saw the woman through the curtains lying on her bed with her cat lying on her chest. After they broke in, they realized that she was dead. She had a computer on her lap, and when they moved it and lifted the duvet, they found that she was naked from the waist down, and there was a vibrator in the bed. The laptop was still displaying pornographic images. The home office pathologist, Dr. Richard Jones, said there is nothing to explain why she died in this way, but I suspect sudden cardiac death. I think the answer to this mystery lies in what porno she was watching.
Ah! There's no prune juice? I gotta take a shit so bad! Call those prune brothers right now!
Yeah, that shit'll kill you. Alright, final story we have for you today. This is a short one, but it involves an extremely drunk man, so I'm interested. The story comes from Madison, Wisconsin. Police arrested a man after he slammed his SUV into Visions Nightclub. Officers say 50-year-old Keith Rasmussen was asked to leave the club after vomiting in the VIP area. Can vomit anywhere else in the club, just not the VIP area. Come on. After that, witnesses told police Rasmussen got into his SUV, put it in reverse, and promptly slammed into the club's entrance. Police say the entrance has significant damage. That's not the worst of this story, though, and that's not why I'm reading it today. The witness says Rasmussen nearly hit him and another woman. Police say Rasmussen drove over the curb onto East Washington Avenue and pulled into a parking lot nearby. When police pulled up to Rasmussen's vehicle, an officer asked him how he was doing. Rasmussen replied, "Not good, but he had seen some nice strippers tonight." He ruined his car and did several thousand dollars worth of damage to the actual structure of the nightclub, but, you know, he saw some nice tits. He broke even, I guess. Rasmussen denied driving the SUV, though, even though he was found in the SUV by police, and he claimed he arrived at the location, wait for it, thanks to the help from Martians. My first question would be, like, how did you flag down the Martians? How did you get into that carpool? Did they abduct you first, and then did they ask you maybe where you wanted to be dropped off when they were done with their anal probes? Maybe he was feeling a little gay, you know, like, oh my god, I've been violated anally by these Martians. Take me to the nearest strip club. Visions. Or maybe he had a pre-existing relationship with these Martians. They're friends. This is what they do on Friday nights or Tuesday nights or whatever night this went down on. All right, so there you go. Hanging out with Martians. All right, and then the other thing I wanted to ask is, it was his SUV, right? Like, the SUV is in his name. How does he explain the SUV getting there? Ugh. There's too many holes in this story.
People getting me angry here!
Yeah, we really should not dwell on this story. It'll drive us crazy. All right, that, my friends, is your distorted news for Friday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. All right, freaks, speak to me, please.
I love you, Timmy Boo.
Oh, that's very, very kind of you, sir.
Home shopping! Da-da-da-da-da-da! Home shopping!
Can you handle that,
Free? I think they were singing Fun Shopping, but it sounded like some, like, please suck me!
Home shopping!
Come suck me, maybe?
Da-da-da-da-da! Home shopping!
Or Home Shopping. No, you're wrong. It's Fun Shopping is how the song goes.
Hey, Timmy Buckery Henson. I just wanted to ask you something. This is Dave from Florida, and I may sound like a bit of a fucktard for asking this, but I can never find the email on your website. I really wanted to email in some sound clips for the whole contest, but you can find out the email. It'd be great if you could mention it on the show or something. Thanks a lot, Tim.
Wait a second. Where's that CB Walker clip again? Because...
People getting me angry here!
The email address that I give at the end of every fucking program, is that the email address you're looking for? Show, as in this is a show I am doing for you. It's a show. At distortedview.com. Distortedview, the name of the show. Why do I need to... Why can't people... It's not that... Why? Jesus.
Hey, Timmy Boo. Bristol Chart here, the Sultan of Shit.
Okay.
I've been thinking for a few months now what it would sound like if Utah Tina... Remember her?
Oh,
if
yeah.
Utah Tina was a gooner.
Are you going to do an impression for us?
I think it would sound something like this. Huh? I'm a master bailer. I'm a gooner bailer.
That's right. That's how Tina talked. Like, welcome to the Tina Talk Show. This is my very own talk show.
Tina LaPatrick? Tina LaPatrick. Gooner bailer.
Right. Can girls be gooner baiters? I don't think so.
Hey Tim, it's Creepy Chris from Australia.
Hi, Creepy Chris.
I wanted to say that the rainbow porn that you played on Tuesday's extended show, it was fantastic, and I changed my face off.
So hard? Yes.
Timothy, Baron of Cock Henson. Sideshow member Dan from Texas calling in.
That's not
hey
right.
Man, just listen to the Sideshow exclusive double rainbow.
Why does that not sound like Dan?
Exclusive double rainbow guy. And probably not more than 24 hours later, I happened to come upon a double rainbow song.
Yes.
It's by Shmo Yoho, and it is pretty freaking epic.
Oh, that is the auto-tune rainbow song that we played a few days ago. Yes, very good, Dan.
Jagu, Tim.
Jagu.
Kyle from Indiana.
Jagu!
I don't know if this is like a freak moment or not, but on the extended portion of the Tuesday show, you played a clip from Ghetto Gaggers.
Yes.
And I had, in fact...
Ghetto Gaggers.
Like that day...
Jerked off to that porn?
Watched a scene from them. While trying to find some blowjob porn that did not involve puke, and obviously I made a poor decision.
Yes, very poor decision.
I just thought it was a funny coincidence, man. Keep up the distortion.
Well, thank you. I will definitely try to do that.
Hey, Timmy Boo, Sideshow member Rich Slather. I've got a few scattered thoughts based upon your July 6th show. First off, the news story about a metal firecracker. If a firecracker is made out of a metal tube, it is no longer a firecracker.
It's a weapon.
It has now entered pipe bomb territory.
Yes.
Can't wait to hear an update on this one.
Yeah.
Secondly, so Joe is in fact going to do the Tonetta video.
Yes.
Is he going to do it for free? Because I didn't hear anything about a $250 donation.
Well.
For Sky Miles for his trip to L.A. So
I know. Well,
Joe,
look.
Are you a media slut now? Who's a media slut? And finally, did you go to the Nude Not Parade as I asked about last week?
Oh, you know what? I completely forgot about it.
Because if you did, maybe you saw me march in the parade. I love the Ghostbusters. So.
Oh, I wish I would have went if I would have known some freaks were in the parade. Come on.
Hey, Boo. I didn't.
Oh, my God. What is wrong?
I went on campsite. I'm being in.
What is wrong with that? Never. I have to move on. I'm sorry.
Hey, Dave! I'm in trouble! I'm a retard!
Well, this one is not much better.
Sometimes I paint the sky blue. I love you, Timmy Boo.
I love you too, Tard. All right, that is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me, show at distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line 48 206-666-4463. That's 206-66. Oh, God, is it? Oh, God.
Hey, white man. Millions of young white men have been raped by racist blacks in prison.
Subscribe via iTunes. Spread the distortion. Tell all your friends about the podcast. Guys, thank you so much for a great week of programs. If you are sideshow freaks, I've got more for you. Corey will be back with Buck Fudge Sunday. I'll be doing a weekend show. And I will be back on Monday to do this all over again. Until then, have a great weekend. Bye, everybody.
I'm a mommy.
Your mommy?
I'm a mommy.